良传道，我们在座诸位主耶稣所亲爱所引导的，大家平安。
Preacher Leah and all the brothers and sisters who has been guided by God, may peace be with you all.
感谢神，我们继续在这里领受神的恩典，敬拜他。
Thank God for His guidance that we may gather here to continue to receive His grace and to worship Him.
这一节跟大家来思考。眼看时系为难，就是实在很难啊。
And this hour, the topic that we'd like to study, it was too painful for me.
每一个基督徒都知道要去寻求神的旨意。
So every Christian, we know to seek after God's will.
这是我们生命中最重要的事情。
It is the most important thing in our life.
但是神的旨意有时不容易明白。
However, sometimes it's difficult to understand the will of God.
有的时候要等候很久。
And sometimes it requires a long period of waiting.
甚至经过一段人生的历练之后才能够知道。
And even sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations before we can understand God's will.
尤其当我们觉得我们是在逆境当中的时候。
Especially when we're encountering difficulties and obstacles.
有些事当下很难去理解。
And when we're going against the trend, sometimes it is difficult for us to understand.
一个久经磨练的基督徒最后会了解。
And a Christian that has been molded and been trained will eventually understand.
神并没有要求我们在一切事情上都明白他行事的理由。
God never requires of us to understand everything that happens around us.
我们先一起来看旧约圣经诗篇七十三篇。
And this morning we'd like to use a scripture, Psalm chapter 73.
七十三篇的十四节到十六节。
Psalm chapter 73.
十四节，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。十五节
，Verse 15。
我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。十六节
，Verse 16。
我思索怎能明白这事？眼看时系为难。Amen。这是一个敬虔人在三千年前留下的诗啊。
So from verse 4, this psalm was written by someone who has been faithful.
这个敬虔人照着我们所理解的敬虔人应该受神的保守才对。
And this faithful and righteous person, from our understanding, should receive God's protection.
其实连他自己本来也有这种期待。
And even he himself expected that from God.
可是实际在生活当中遭遇却是十四节啊。
However, in verse 14, it says that, what he encountered.
一个渴望神、亲近神、敬虔的人。
Someone who is righteous and someone who looks and seeks after God.
他很诚实地说他终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
And with all his heart, he said that all day long he has been plagued.
十五节他又说他心里很苦啊。
And he was chastened by every morning, and in verse 15 says that he was painful.
他内心的感受真的是这样子，如果对其他的信徒这样来讲的话。
So if this is our heart cry for as a member,
他似乎也觉得自己不应该这样做见证。
And perhaps he feels that he shouldn't be testifying for God.
因为如果讲出自己内心真的感受，好像是用奸诈在待神的众儿女啊。
And if he does testify, then it appears that he was he was untrue to God's children.
因为他觉得他的一个任务是要引导神的儿女更相信神，更有信心。
For one of his mission was to lead God's children so that they can establish their faith and believe in God even more.
他怕讲出内心真正的感受与遭遇，反而误导他们，让他没信心。所以他说这是用奸诈。
So yeah, he said this will be untrue if he testify and try to mislead people to believe, to believe.
所以十六节上半节，这个诗人说， 他在思索这一件事情。
And for this reason, verse 16, on the first part of verse 16 says that he has been pondering about this.
信心的路以及我们实际所面对的，这太难理解了，怎能明白呢？
The faith of journey versus what is reality, it is difficult to understand.
照着我们眼睛所看到的，我们实际所感受的，这实在是太难了。
From what we see, from what we experience personally, this has been difficult.
所以这个一位敬虔的我们的前辈啊，他也承认我们在生活当中有很多不理解的地方。
And this is why the psalmist, being as a true person, a true believer, he wrote it down and told us that there is difficulty to achieve this.
我相信我们当基督徒的有时候会有这种想法。
And as a Christian, sometimes we think likewise.
我面临逆境没有关系。
When we go against, when we face difficulties,
我遭逢意外也没有关系。
We run into accidents.
我相信主的旨意是好的。
And I believe that God has good intention.
但是主啊，我现在这么难受。
But Lord, at this current moment, I'm going through a lot.
你是不是让我明白为什么我要遭遇这一些？那我就继续顺服你的安排。
Can you please at least allow me to understand your will so that I can continue to endure the suffering?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果我们常常这样想的话，我们的日子会继续难过下去。
Dear brother and sister, if we have this mindset, then our life can continue to be difficult.
因为主没有义务让我们明白他一切行事的原因。
For God, doesn't require for us to understand.His will and intention for everything he does.
我想利用剩下的时间带大家来看圣经当中三个例子，继续思考。
And for the remaining of the time, I'd like to use three examples from the Bible for us to ponder upon this issue.
我们先来看路加福音第五章第一节。
Now let's turn to the Gospel, Luke chapter 5, verse 1.
路加福音五章一到七节，小弟来念啊。
Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 7.
第一节，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。第二节
，verse 2.
他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。第三节
，verse 3.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。第四节
，verse 4.
讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”第五节
，verse 5.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”第六节
，verse 6.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。第七节
，verse 7.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助他们，就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。Amen. 好了。这个事迹我们当中很多人很熟啊。
Many of us are familiar with the story.
这一段经文在讲什么
？What is this passage about?
有人会说这是在讲神迹。
Some people will say this is about a miracle.
是啊，但除了这个之外，我们还看到什么
？Yes, besides this miracle, what else do we see?
耶稣看到西门的船上去，在那边讲道。
Jesus used Simon's boat to preach.
我相信耶稣在讲道的时候，不止岸上许多人，在他旁边那几个渔夫也很认真在听。
Not only people at the shore were listening to Jesus attentively, but I'm sure as well as the disciples or people on the boat.
当他们真正在听的时候，或许他们的心里面跟我们一样。在想着我们家庭当中我遇到的某些困难。
Perhaps when they were listening just like us, we will think and reflect upon the difficulties and the problems that we run into our lives and family.
一定啊，我们人就是这样子啊。
And this is very natural. This is part of being human.
坐在这里听得很认真，心里面搞不好还在想自己的事啊。
Perhaps we're sitting here listening very attentively, but deep down inside, we're thinking our own problems.
耶稣知道万人的心。
And Jesus knows the heart.
所以这一场讲道完之后，马上耶稣就对旁边那个西门，就是后来的使徒彼得。
Which led and this is why after preaching to the people, Jesus turned to Simon, which is later Peter.
跟他讲说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
And Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your net to catch.
或许耶稣已经感受到了这个彼得啊，虽然听得认真。可是他心里面一直在挂念一件事情，哎呀， 工作一整天都被打到鱼，今天回家吃什么啊？对不对？
Perhaps Peter was listening attentively, but yet deep down he was worried about that. I have labored for all day and I have catched nothing. What am I going to have tonight?
耶稣连问都不用问了，他马上就知道啊。
And Jesus, without asking, he knows everything.
他就给指示啊。
And Jesus gave direction.
现在我们要注意了，重点在哪里？
So where's the key point?
我们想，后来也就是这艘船上的人跟来帮忙的人，好几个成了后来的使徒。
And people who sat on this boat, which many of them later became the disciples of Jesus Christ.
这里面有几位我们都听过。
And throughout the story, there are characters that we have heard.
彼得、安德烈。
It was Peter, Andrew.
他们是兄弟哦。
They were brothers.
雅各、约翰，他们是兄弟哦。
Jacob and James, they were also brothers.
请问他们在跟从耶稣之前，他们做的是什么工作？
So before they became disciples and followed Jesus, what were their occupation?
他们是渔夫，有没有？
Before that, they were fishers. They were fishermen.
什么叫渔夫？打鱼是他们的专业。
Means that they do this for living. They fish for.
他们拥有一切的常识跟知识，他们靠这个做几十年呐。
They make a living based on their life experiences.
怎么划船
？They know how to row a boat.
选定什么渔场
？They know how to cast their net.
即使在这个湖里面啊，哪个部位在什么时间去抓才抓得到鱼，他们是最了解的。
And what time of the day they should cast down the net in order for them to capture the fish? They're very well experienced.
比起这十位渔夫来讲，其他人都只能算是外行。
And compared to many other, they are just these disciples were considered experts compared to the people around them.
好了，这时候这一个不是渔夫的耶稣来了。
So here comes Jesus who had never fished before.
大家，你看从耶稣的指示，你有没有感觉很奇怪
？So have you thought it was somewhat strange from Jesus' direction order?
对我们。看过去很自然，一点都不奇怪，因为我们是大外行。
He appears very natural. That's because we're not fishermen.
要记得，耶稣对彼得说：“把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。”这个在现在跟2000年前的格尼撒勒湖，现在那里还有人抓鱼啊。
So in this Gennesaret, in the Lake of Gennesaret, even up to today, people still go out there to fish.
这是一个完全违反常识的外行话。
And what Jesus said in verse 4, this is an order that was given from an outsider.
到现在以色列呀，在那边抓鱼的人还是用以前的传统方式。
Even the Israelites today catching fish at the lake, they were still using the traditional ways.
圣经背景调查，他们渔夫的专业是要在太阳下山之后，到水浅的地方去下网，才抓得到鱼。这样大家理解吗
？So according historically, the way that they catch fish is that during the sun setting time, the downtime, they have to go to the shallow water to cast their nets in order to catch the fish.
那今天的外行人来对一个专家指示了一个完全违反他常识跟知识的方向。这就是这句话要理解啊。
And this phrase right here, what it means is that someone who doesn't have experience is telling people with experience and even expert in this field what to do.
你叫我现在白天去抓，晚上我都抓不到了。
So what Jesus was telling them to do is that you want me to go out and cast net during the day when I labor during the sunset and I cannot catch anything.
你叫我到水深的地方撒网，不对啊，水浅才抓得到，因为我们这个网不是那一种海洋的，是很浅的。
You want me to launch into the deep rather than to catch the fish on the shallow water?
大家想一想，如果你是彼得。一个正常人的反应是什么
？So if you were Peter, what would your reaction be?
我一辈子在打鱼。
I have been fishing for my whole life.
这个人只不过是经师哎。
And this person he only knows.
结果他外行人呢，教我内行人，还说出了一堆外行话。
And yet he was a he he's not experienced, and what he said was also an outsider.
竟然到我船上当老大，还指挥我要到哪里去打鱼。
Yet he came to my boat and wanted to be the captain of this boat and order me what to do.
各位，我要跟大家今天强调你三个字要记起来，叫做不合理。
And a phrase I like to use is irrational.
所以彼得必须在那当中马上处理心里的疑惑，对不对？
So throughout this a very short period of time, Peter will have to juggle and struggle through the his steps.
我们感谢主，我们从经文知道他处理得很快，这完全违背他的常识跟知识，完全不合理。但是他说：“夫子啊，我愿意遵从你的话。”这是他的第一个决定。我们等一下再做结论了哈。
And we'll draw the conclusion later, but in a very short amount of period of time, Simon, which is Peter, he answered, Master, just because you said so, I will do so.
我们有时候会不会觉得圣经里面的一些道理要落实到我们自己的生命当中，真的很难，也很不合理。
Have we noticed that sometimes in order to put some of the Bible teachings into our lives, it becomes very unreasonable and irrational.
如果你一点感觉都没有，表示你做基督徒的时间还不够长。
Now, if you never find this to be a difficult thing, then it means that you haven't been a Christian long enough.
有一个慕道朋友曾经对小弟这么说。
There was a true seeking friend who once told me.
说传道，你讲这些圣经的道理讲得很好。
He said, preacher, you actually preach really well.
我也觉得扎心。
And I am pierced to the heart.
我也很想愿意照着去做。
And I really, truly, indeed wanted to practice and live according to the Bible teaching.
但是有时候真的好难。
But yet it is very difficult.
我们又不是圣人。
And we aren't saints.
圣经里面要求我们那些还要去饶恕跟为仇敌代祷的事，实在太不合理了。
And such teachings such as we have to pray for our enemies and forgive them, such teaching can be very difficult to practice.
另外，有一些童年曾经对小弟这么说。
And there are some there are some members in the church who once told me,
为什么主耶稣让我经历了这些痛苦
？Why has Jesus allowed me to go through all this suffering?
我也祷告，也聚会，也做圣工。
I pray, I come to service, and I also serve the Lord.
我到底是做错什么了
？What is it that I have done wrong?
神这样对待我跟我家人，实在是太不合理了。
Why does God treat me in this manner? And it is difficult for me to understand, and thus becomes irrational.
各位主所亲爱的，其实很多时候我们所感受跟认知到的不合理。
And many, so our dear brothers and sisters, the irrational that we define.
这就是经文里面加拉太书五章十一节所提到的十字架讨厌的地方。大家有听过吗
？And this is thus irrational can be referred in Galatians chapter 5 verse 11, since that this is the thing that was being despised on the cross.
你有听过这个经文吗？十字架讨厌的地方哦，不要翻了，我讲不完啊！你们要记住回去再慢慢翻哦。加拉太书五章十一节哦。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 11. We won't flip to it, otherwise we won't get through the message.
哎，你背十字架还背得很高兴、很快活，你觉得这样正常吗
？If you are carrying the cross with joy and is this something normal?
不会的。
This is not
除非你是一个不实践真理的基督徒，你才会觉得没有十字架。
Unless you are someone who's not practical, then when you carry that cross, then you're able to find that joy.
主耶稣说：“背起你的十字架来跟从我。”还记得吗
？Jesus once said that carry your cross and follow me.
你背这个十字架，你不会高兴的啦。
When you carry this cross, there you won't feel the joy.
因为保罗说十字架有令人讨厌的地方，就是你没办法接受你不喜欢的。
Because Paul said that there's something that you despise about this cross, and these are the things that you cannot accept.
这个才是十字架的定义啊。
And this is the definition of the cross.
我们身为一个走在人生旷野路中的基督徒
，We as a Christian who travel throughout this wilderness,
真的难。
It is difficult.
我们靠自己是很难的。
Rely on ourselves, it's difficult.
难的是我们要经历那些所谓不合理的过程和事件。
And the difficult step is that we have to go through, we have to overcome this world, we have to overcome this world.
可是神从来没有在圣经里面应许我们要符合我们的思维跟合理来安排事情，有没有？
But God never promised that everything that happened around us will be rational and according to that fits our criteria.
就连主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚都必须学会这件事。
Even Jesus' mother Mary, she will have to learn through this.
我们请看新约圣经约翰福音二章第一节。
Now let's turn to the book of John chapter 2.
那我们再来思考这个故事啊。二章一节，小弟念到十一节了哈。
John chapter 2,
第一节
，verse 1.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。第二节
，verse two，
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。第三节
，verse three，
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”第四节
，verse four，
耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”第五节
，verse five，
他母亲对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”第六节
，verse six，
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。第七节
，verse seven，
耶稣又对用人说把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。第八节
，verse eight，
耶稣又说现在可以摇出来送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。第九节
，verse nine，
管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道那是哪里来的，只知道舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来。第十节
，verse ten，
对他说人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒是把好酒留到如今。十一节。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。 Amen。 好吧，这个故事里面主耶稣跟他妈妈去参加别人的婚宴。
So in this story, Jesus and his mother Mary went to attend this banquet.
我们从这里观察出主耶稣的母亲是一个非常热心而且乐于助人的人，有没有？
And from the story, we can tell that Mary is someone who likes to help people.
热心到哈，甚至用我们华人讲叫做鸡婆啊。
And she was very zealous to the point where sometimes one can be very nosy.
她是去当客人的耶。
She was actually being at the banquet for as a guest.
她不是只有吃喝快乐，但她看说，哎，人家在做什么事情？哎，怎么好像酒没了？这种事情都看得出来。
So she was kind of in other people's business where being attending as a guest besides eating and drinking, she noticed that the wine ran out.
然后她小声的对耶稣说，哎，他们没有酒了。
And very softly, she told Jesus that, "Hey, they're running out."
我相信主耶稣一定坐在他旁边呐，儿子嘛。
And it was the son sitting next to her.
你没有觉得耶稣这时候讲一句很不合理又很没有礼貌、很不孝顺的话
？It appears that Jesus says something that was very irrational and out of respect.
我说不孝顺很奇怪，就是不合理的言语出现呐。
And Jesus says something.
他就说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干呢？”哇，这不得了！现在我要讲这种话。
Jesus said, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me?"
不是，因为这个时候耶稣讲这句话，已经不单是从人子的身份，他是从一个主的身份在讲这句话哦。用不只是人的儿子的身份。
So when Jesus said this, he was not saying not only out of someone's son.
他是以一种，我讲以神的身份，行神迹者的身份，在讲这句话。
Jesus was saying this from a viewpoint where once performs a miracle.
因为妈妈，你对我讲这句话，就是期待我行出一个奇妙的事情来嘛。
So it says, "Mother, you saying this to me so that I can perform a miracle."
那我以有能力行这件事的人的身份告诉你，这件事现在跟你无关。
And as someone who has the ability to perform this miracle and an authority, I'm telling you that woman, this has nothing to do with you now.
其实不是说没有关系，说这件事情。你先不要干涉我的意思。
Not that it has nothing to do, nothing to do with you, but rather means that you don't have to interfere.
为什么后面要解释了？因为时候还没有到。
And that reason is because the hour has not come.
约翰福音里面一个很重要的主题就是耶稣的时候哦，这是一个很大的主题。
So one of the main themes in the Gospel of John is God's timing.
这个特殊的福音书啊，第四卷叫特殊福音书，不是对观福音书，在强调一个就是神观。
So in the Gospel of John, it talks about theology.
这约翰福音里面特别强调时候这里时候。
The doctrine of God, and here it talks about the time of God.
你会发觉在这里一直记载主耶稣讲说，我的时候还没有到，我的时候将到，你们的时候已经到，一直在讲这种东西，有没有？
So throughout the Gospel of John, we can see that the time plays a very important role.
因为约翰福音是在强调耶稣是神，神有神的计划跟时候的。
And the Gospel of John is trying to prove that Jesus was the Son of God, and then God has His own timing.
这种时候精细到什么程度呢？
And how precise is this timing?
可能到年月日甚至几分钟耶稣都不会让的，你看后来只差了没多少时间，有没有？
So we can see that not only by the time in terms of year, month or day, but even to the minute, everything is under God's control.
神很清楚，耶稣很清楚我的时间什么时候会发生什么事。
And Jesus here knew exactly what will happen next.
好，我们现在要思考耶稣母亲的心理状态。
So now let us look at how Mary feel about this.
如果你的儿子这样对你讲这一句话，你有什么反应啊？
If you have a son and he speak and he reply to you in this manner, how will you feel?
那个马俊不要这样子哈，这我也会这样子，不要生气想打孩子，好不好？
So let's not just raise our anger and try to chase us.
对，可是这是我们正常人的反应，你就算不动手，你心里面不舒服啊。
Despite that, you don't chastise them, but deep down inside, you don't feel comfortable.
大家有没有发现，玛利亚跟耶稣相处了30年以上了，她常常经历这种事，她已经习惯，而且她知道，有没有发现？玛利亚知道哦。
So after being living together for 30-some years, Mary, after having encountered this many times, she knows.
她知道什么？她知道我这个儿子啊，会做出很奇妙的事来，而且从不事先跟我讲，事后也不解释的。
So one miraculous thing what strange things is that Jesus.My son will actually perform very miraculous things without telling me when and without giving me a reason afterwards.
你有没有觉得主耶稣母亲的反应很特别？他就这样子就 pass.
So as though it seems like Jesus' mother took this very easily, and it seems like it went in from she took it very easily.
因为他儿子太常跟他有这种反应了。
And this is because such reaction.Such a scenario has been played multiple times in the past.
所以她这个母亲学到一点。
So Mary learned one thing.
耶稣常会跟我讲一些我不明白也无法理解的话，反正没关系，只要相信就对了。有没有发觉？
And that is that Jesus will often tell me things that I do not understand, and but all I have to do is to believe.
我不用去问为什么，因为他都没有问为什么。
I do not have to ask why, because for he did not ask why.
而且这个妈妈更厉害，你看她接下来的反应，第五节。
And as a mother, let's see her reaction in verse 5.
而且她虽然不明白，她会先做好准备。
It means that despite that she doesn't understand, yet she will prepare. She will prepare herself to be ready.
因为耶稣没有说不做，他只是说时候没有到。
Jesus didn't say that he won't do it. Jesus said that the hour has not yet come.
所以他马上就吩咐旁边的佣人对方说，等一下，他叫你们做什么，你们就做什么。
So immediately she went to assign, the people, the servants, telling them that whatever Jesus told them to do, they just have to follow.
我们注意玛利亚讲的话，如果我们的话，可能会怎么说？他叫你们做什么？如果你们明白了、理解了、能够接受了，你们再去做，会不会这样子？我们人是不是这种心理反应
？So a lot of times as being human, sometimes we will say that once you understand, it makes sense to you. Then whatever he tells you, just go ahead and do it.
因为我们自然的想法是， 你要叫我这么做，是要告诉我为什么。
You want me to do this, but at least you have to let me know why are you asking me of this.
我们现在在想，如果我们是这一批佣人的话，你会不会觉得莫名其妙
？So if we are this group of servant, wouldn't this be strange?
哎，你是谁？你又不是这个主办宴席的。
Who are you? You're not even the host.
对不对？哪轮得到你来指挥我？我忙得要命了，不是没事做。
I'm very busy right here, and you're not even the host. And why are you giving orders?
我现在忙得要死，你又不是主家。
I'm very busy with serving the guests, and you're not the host.
所以各位看圣经绝对不能看得太快啊。
So
when you 什么都看不出来的。
So when you read the Bible, you have to read it slowly so that you can analyze the
situation. 所以对这些佣人毫不合理呀？为什么？他是说，等一下有状况发生，状况发生的时候，这个人叫你做什么，你就照着做，都不要问，
so,
都不用问。
So Mary was telling the servants that later things will happen, and whatever happens, just do according what Jesus said, and don't ask.
结果你们看到后来发生什么事
？And we let's see what happened next.
这么忙的时候，这一批人真的傻傻的很单纯。耶稣说，你们把那六口石缸都用水装满。你在忙婚宴的时候，突然一个客人说：“哎，你们大家都去搬水哈、啊，把后面那些石缸装满，你们会去做吗
？”So imagine we are this group of servants and we're so busy serving the guests during the banquet, and someone comes and asks you to fill up the water pots with water.
他们真的就去做了。
But these servants, they did.
你看这么不合理的过程。
Such an irrational order. Such an irrational order, but these servants they went and follow.
而且你站在妈妈跟佣人的角度，会不会觉得很无法理解？你圣经不能看太快哦，你不能知道后来会有神迹发生啊。
So you cannot jump to the conclusion right away. But being at that moment, being the mother or the servant, do you feel that such request was very irrational?
我告诉你这。这个过程是毫不合理的，一点都不合理。
And this process is very irrational.
我们最后再来看一个例子就好，再来做结论啊、哦、
And let us look at our last example before we summarize the conclusion.
啊、哦，这个我们请翻开约翰福音十一章。
Now let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
因为这个经文太长了，所以我就告诉你们在哪里，我直接讲内容了哈。
So this is a long scripture. We won't read it. I will summarize it.
这个约翰福音十一章，你要从第一节一直看到四十四节结束啊。
So you have to read from verse 1 all the way to verse 44.
这个例子我们在座诸位很熟悉，就是拉撒路被复活的事迹。
And this is the story. Regarding the resurrection of Lazarus,
我们在其他的经文发现拉撒路这一家人就是姐弟三个人。
And throughout the scripture, what we know is that Lazarus has two other siblings. There's total three of them.
对他大姐马大，二姐玛利亚，弟弟拉撒路，他们这一家跟耶稣那时候很亲近。
So the oldest was Martha, followed by Mary, and then lastly the brother was Lazarus.
耶稣也很喜欢去他们家被他们接待。
Jesus was very close to them, and they often greeted Jesus.
我们现在试想哦，如果我们跟主耶稣的关系这么亲近，有没有？你会期待什么？
So when we're so close and we have a close relationship with Jesus, what will you expect?
或许我不期待耶稣让我变富有，让我怎么样，但我就是喜欢接待他。
Perhaps I don't expect Jesus to make me rich, but all I want is to be able to have this opportunity to host them.
但是就算你再怎么不期待，有一天你家里发生重大事情。
Despite that you don't expect anything out of Jesus, but if one day something does happen in the family.
所以当耶稣在另外一个地方在做圣工讲道的时候，突然有一个人来传达这两个姐姐带来的信息。
So when Jesus was preaching elsewhere, a messenger came, bringing news from Mary and Martha.
来告诉他说，耶稣啊，耶稣，赶快来。我们的弟弟，你的好朋友拉撒路病得很重，快死了。
Say, Jesus, come quickly. The one you love, Lazarus, our little brother, he's dying.
好，现在大家，哎， 你们想一下，如果平常你跟我这个传道很亲近很好，我说我很关心你们。
So just let's imagine this, that you are very we're very close and I truly care for you.
然后你现在你家人平常会认识重病啊住院，你会不会想打电话给传道请他关心跟带祷，会不会
？And let's say that one of your family members was admitted to the hospital and has a critical emergency. Wouldn't you give me a call and tell me about this news?
你们都面无表情，对不对
？So you guys don't have any facial expression.
这个没关系，因为在台湾我注目过的传道过一年以上，大家都会是摇头点头，摇头点头，是跟不是。因为我一直习惯问问题啊，你们不要害怕。
Because I often throw out questions. So after pastor in the church for a year, members will not either nod or shake their head. But I guess I'm fairly new.
因为我觉得如果我2000年前跟在耶稣旁边，耶稣会一直问我问题，把我考倒啊。
So I'm thinking that 2000 years ago, I was following Jesus. I'm sure Jesus will be.Keep constantly throwing out questions to me.
好，那没关系哈，你们自己想。你们如果不想打电话给这个传道，那一定是这个传道跟你关系很不好。
So if you mind the trouble picking up the phone to call the preacher, that means that you guys don't have a very close relationship.
不会呀，你跟那关系很好，你今天家里出事情了，他是神仆，你当然想让他。关心带祷是不是这样子
？So if you guys have a close relationship, and he and the minister being the servant of God, eventually you will just pick up the phone and make that phone call and tell him about the news.
好，如果我今天当传道的，我知道了，电话挂掉，也不去访问，也不去探访，也没有带祷。我看总会马上就来处理我了，你知道吗
？So as a minister, if something like this happened, and all I say is that okay, thank you, I know about it. I hang up. I don't do anything. I don't do visitation. I don't pray. I'm sure very quickly the General Assembly will come and handle me.
对呀、啊，传道，我先生住院了，昨天急诊室的。好了，我知道了，我后天还有一场讲道哈、啊。就挂掉了。
So imagine someone calls me and say, "Preacher, my husband was admitted to the hospital." And then I said, "I know, but I have another sermon that I have to deliver tomorrow." So and then I hang up.
大家看看耶稣接下来的反应。
But here, let us look at what Jesus did.
你就知道是类似这个样子的，完全不合理，有没有发觉
？And we know that what Jesus behaved likewise, and this was completely irrational.
不止不合理，而且是不近人情。
Not only being irrational, but it was being inhumane.
哪有说我跟他们这一家人这么亲近呢？现在听到这么紧急、这么重大的事情，当作好像没听到一样，继续做自己的事，甚至连带祷都没有。哎
，How could it be that on daily basis, Jesus was very close, yet Jesus continued to do his daily routine.Followed by his daily routine.
这不要说不合理啊！这种反应简直是难以被谅解跟认同的。你们想想看是这样子。
Such reaction was being hard to understand.
照理说，不然耶稣应该不要说以人跟人的交情，立刻要赶过去啊。
So Jesus should have head to Lazarus right away.
甚至不要赶过去医治了。主耶稣只要当场一举手祷告，你觉得神会不会成就这件事情？会不会
？Jesus didn't even have to bother to go. He could just have stop everything and raise his hand to pray, and God will fulfill.
我相信耶稣连过去都不用过去，他只要说一声父啊，医治他，拉撒路马上就好了。你信不信
？Do you believe that so long that Jesus said, "Father, please heal Lazarus, and Lazarus will be healed immediately"? Do you believe?
这种事情无法被理解跟认同到，难怪后来玛利亚要耍脾气，你读得出来吗
？So even after and for this reason, Jesus behaved likewise, and that's why Mary she was somewhat upset with Jesus.
你看那个32节
，If you look at verse 32,
为什么玛利亚趴在耶稣面前说：“你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”难道这是一句很谅解的话吗
？So Mary fell at Jesus' feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
他根本当然不敢讲难听，意思就是说， 你应该早一点到的，不然就不会有这种事情了。
So what
Mary, 来不及了。
What Mary was saying, it is too late. If you would have arrived earlier, then my brother wouldn't have died.
是不是来不及了
？Is this all?、
哦、不能太快了，不能马上读到后面神迹发生了、哦。
So we have to read slowly. We can jump to the miracle right away.
现在弟兄姐妹，如果你是这一家人，你不知道后来发生的事情，你在这个时候，你不会难过到快要死，会不会
？So if you were Lazarus' sibling and something like this happened, wouldn't you be heartbroken?
而且你会很无法谅解耶稣的决定。
And wouldn't you be in a situation where there's no way you can understand Jesus?
你为什么要让我哭呢？你为什么要那么难受呢？你明明有能力医治他，你明明有能力可以不要让他死的，就是这样子啊。我这样对神的看法这样子啊。
You have the ability to solve this. You have the ability to remove my sorrow and my tears. But why didn't you do so?
你这算什么朋友嘛？你那也爱我嘛？因为我现在很多信徒的反应就是。我觉得耶稣不爱我嘛。
And how do you love me in this manner?
我们要注意神的要求跟做法，以人的眼光跟智慧来看，常常很不合理。要了解这一点。
So what we're trying to say is that God's doing and His timing, a lot of times it is irrational for a human being to understand.
神从来不会选人认为较简单或容易的方式来成就事情。
God will never choose according to men's perspective to something that's considered easy and simple to fulfill His will.
有时候我们都觉得，主啊，你再不出手处理，来不及了。
Sometimes we feel that, Lord, if you don't reach out your hands to help me, it will be too late.
我现在面临的这个问题跟状况是有时间性的，有没有时间性
？The situation of the difficult task at hand, it's time sensitive.
你在不在那个时间之前处理，再处理都没用，来不及啦。
If the golden time passed, then everything else will be too late, and there's nothing that can resolve this issue.
我告诉大家，再怎么来不及都没有这个来不及，因为他死了四天了。
So it doesn't matter how late, but let me tell you that it cannot be later than this because Lazarus was dead for 4 days.
大家知道了吗？神的不合理都是另有目的。另有目的的。
So the irrational of God has His own purpose.
他最后要告诉你说，人所谓的不可能，人所谓的来不及，根本不是神的问题，对他来讲一点问题都没有。
The impossible, the too late of a human perspective, in the eyes of God, this is considered nothing. For nothing like that exists.
所以我们要记住。我们在跟随这个神的时候，单用我们尝试跟智慧是绝对不够的。
So when we follow this God, we cannot just merely rely on our knowledge and understanding.
比起全知的神来讲，人的尝试跟知识很浅薄。
In the eyes of God, what man knows is very limited and it's very little.
即使我们已经累积了数千年的智慧，那根本算不上什么。
Despite that, we accumulate thousands of years of knowledge and technology, but in the eyes of God, this is nothing.
可是当我们看到彼得，他愿意照着神不合理的指示，马上决定去做的时候，一个不合理的状况出现了。
So when Peter was willing to follow an irrational order, something irrational happened.
竟然能够拉起满满的鱼，连船装的都快沉下去，这又是另外一个绝对不合理的结果，有没有发现
？So have you noticed that Peter? The irrational thing was that Peter pulled out a full net of fish to the point where the boat was about to sink, and this was an irrational outcome.
当母亲的他的母亲都不问为什么。就照做了。
When Jesus' mother didn't ask why, and she just did according to Jesus' will.
他的母亲是一个很好的关怀主姐妹，她还去拉一群人，叫他们不要问为什么，照做就对了。
So Mary was a very caring person, and she went to gather a bunch of servants to do whatever Jesus said.
然后或许那些人心中打满了问号，但是他们还是照做了。
Perhaps those servants they have doubts inside their hearts, but yet they did according to what Jesus requested.
在这种不合理的指令跟安排之下， 顺服跟照做成就了一个非常不合理的结果，就是竟然上等的酒喝都喝不完。
So, we see that this irrational order, and because being irrational, they with faith they follow through. As a result of that, they have bottomless, superior wines.
对马大玛利亚来说也是一样。
And likewise for Mary, for Martha and Mary.
耶稣这一种哦。不要说好像不爱他们，连当一个朋友都一点意思都没有，太不够朋友了。
It seems like Jesus was not even a friend, and by not caring for Lazarus.
我们说耶稣基督是我们的好朋友嘛，福音诗歌这样唱嘛。
We often sing that Jesus is our friend.
我告诉你，很多基督徒啊，常常跟我这个传道说，他讲了一大堆，其实就是一个结论：耶稣太不够朋友了。
Sometimes our members will complain to me, and they'll say a lot, but to summarize what they said is that Jesus is not a good friend.
所以才会渐渐不想来聚会，渐渐不想来祷告嘛。
And therefore, as a result of that, they lose interest in prayer, and they lose interest in coming to service.
所以当他这么认为的时候，耶稣他时候满足来了，照常施恩。不可能的事情发生了，有没有
？But when Jesus gives blessing and when something out of norm happens,
在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
In man it's impossible, but in God everything is possible.
可是，在我们领受这个在神凡事都能之前。你必须去处理自己的心理状况，也就是信心的问题。
But before we receive Before we receive the possible from God, we have to learn to adjust our mindset and our heart.
我想请问在座的好朋友弟兄，你期不期待生命当中有许多神的恩典跟神迹？
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you: Do you expect miraculous signs and blessings from God?
我告诉你，那些恩典跟神迹，依我们的状况跟经验来判断，那本身就是一个不合理的结果。
So a lot of the grace and blessing that we receive from an analytical perspective, it is irrational.
那这样子，你是不是应该先顺服神一切你觉得或者认为不合理的安排跟指示？
And because of that, do you think that we should humble ourselves to follow some of the irrational orders that Jesus wants us to do?
所以他告诉我们要忍耐到底。
So that's why Jesus asked us to persevere to the end.
他要告诉我们要饶恕跟代祷。
He asked us to forgive and to pray.
他告诉我们要等候。
He asked us to wait patiently.
甚至在哥林多前书第六章告诉我们要吃亏。
And that's why even to the point where in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Jesus asked us that we have to be willing to let others take advantage of us.
好多你在实践上认为不合理的地方，你也不一定要去明白，有时候照做就对了。
Many times when we read the Bible's teaching, we do not understand and find the logic behind it, but all we have to do is to do it.
眼看时系为难，在神来说一点都不难。
Despite in the eyes of human, this is hard to do, but in the eyes of God, this is what we encounter. It's nothing towards God.
愿神的恩典常与我们在座诸位同在。
May God's grace be to be with everyone.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
好，赞美诗226首。
Let us sing him 226.